borrow it from your friend like I did, because I didn't buy all that. So,
Except for the yarn, I bought the yarn.
yeah, the yarn was mine. That was my idea. That was the only part of that costume that was actually mine. No, the lightsaber was mine, because the lightsaber was actually a flashlight.
Alan Dean Foster.
And my name is Beth Revis. I'm the author of Rebel Rising, and welcome to Star Wars Tides.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Star Wars Tides. We are halfway through the 12 Tides of Christmas. Today is day 6.
Woo!
Yeah, isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
I know you're probably sick and tired of listening to Star Wars Tides, but then again, maybe you're not. We certainly hope you're enjoying
this. If you are, thanks for nothing.
We certainly hope you're enjoying this as much as we are. We've certainly had a lot of fun kind of throwing in different topics and just having a chance to wing it and talk about it a little bit and see what's going on. So today, our topic is going to be Star Wars clothing. And we're going to talk about jewelry, accessories, ties, shirts, pants, underwear, you name it. And hopefully I'll try to share a link to a few of these things in the show notes, or at least where you can look up most of these things. But before we go on, I don't think it would be very appropriate of me not to introduce once again our guest. We have Mr. Caleb Wookie with us again, Caleb Parham. How you doing, Caleb?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm still kind of reeling in some of the leftovers from Christmas. We're about cleaned out the fridge now, but, you know, it was a few days back, so I'm excited to get us ready for the new year here in a few more days. And the best part is I don't have to go to work. Let's just be honest.
Ain't none of that.
Being on Christmas break is just
I'm jealous of your leftovers. My in-laws are in, and so we are doing a fiesta celebration tonight, so that's it's gonna be great. We're gonna have tacos and fajitas, all that good stuff.
That sounds good too. But I wouldn't mind some Mexican.
Some would say it's Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Well, the 12 days of Christmas actually start on Christmas Day. So even though the 12 Tides of Christmas are just kind of thrown in there at random, so sorry listeners, I didn't comply with 12 days leading up to Christmas or the 12 days after. I just did it right smack dab in the middle. But you know, whatever. All right.
It's a new tradition.
Yeah, it's a new tradition. It's me trying to accommodate my editing schedule is what it is. Let's be honest here. Anyway, so today's topic, as I mentioned before, is clothing. So let's go ahead and learn about Caleb Wookie's wardrobe a little bit here. Caleb, what are some Star Wars clothes that you currently own?
Oh, all right. Well, I have Christmas Star Wars shirt. So I have the, I don't know, I forget if we recorded this last time. I don't think we did. When I was on, I think it was off recording when we talked about it. I have a Yoda t-shirt that has a Yoda and a Santa hat with a nice Yoda quote in the bottom. And then I also have Darth Vader playing the piano with Luke and Leia singing behind him Christmas carols. So it's kind of like a family Christmas carol where they're all sweetly singing with each other. You know, poor Padme, she's not nowhere to be found. So, you know, there's that.
Sad day.
Very sad day. I do have a, besides the harness, I had to give that back to my father, but I have an entire Hoth snowsuit complete with helmet and visor base suit.
Wow.
So, you know, you see the orange suit that Luke drives around in as he's circling the legs of the AT-AT. I have that costume. So I feel pretty proud of myself because I made that.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is it custom made or is it, you know, something store-bought?
Nah, it's custom made. Well, sort of both. I mean, I pieced it together. So Walmart were selling these orange, like bright gaudy orange snowsuit / onesies. Like they're puffy and slick on the outside. They kind of have cotton cuffs at the ankle and wrist. And so it's definitely like a sleeping bag onesie is what it was kind of advertised as. So episode 7 was coming out and they were. Actually, no, it was episode 8 last year. Episode 8 was coming out, and so me and a group of coworkers and my wife, we decided, let's go do it. And so we dressed up, and people wanted to take pictures with me and, you know, wanted to stand beside us. It was pretty great. But yeah, I've got a helmet as an AT in my classroom right now, just being like, oh.
That's awesome.
The helmet I actually had to tear apart, and it was an old go-kart helmet. And it was too small, so what I did was I had to cut everything out and then put duct tape around it and color in the Rebel symbols. And
wow.
Had my own number and everything.
Awesome. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So cosplay is something in your future, perhaps. You know, next Star Wars convention decide to go to, you've got an outfit for it. Isn't that awkward when people are like, can I take your picture or my picture with you, and you have no idea who they are?
I actually thoroughly enjoy it because it's like, you know, we're all here for one thing. I had the guts enough to dress up, and you didn't. And so you want your picture with me? Yeah, come on, let's go, let's do it. And then that way I give them a little bit more confidence saying, hey, I can, you know, here's a guy that I took a picture with because he was cool that he was able to do something that I didn't.
Right.
You know, maybe I can get out of my comfort zone next time. Or it's somebody that's in another costume and they appreciate your costume enough that they want to come over and take your picture. And that's the thing I like is that Star Wars fans can appreciate each other without it being awkward.
Right.
You know, you could be a weirdo, but even though that you're a stranger, take your pitch, jump with it.
Yeah.
Because
I got you.
We're a family. Star Wars.
Well, see, back when I was in high school, episode 3 came out, and I went in costume as a Jedi Padawan. And I think I mentioned this on a previous episode with somebody. I've done so many different recordings in the past few days. It's kind of hard to keep track who I told what to, but listeners will know what I'm talking about. I was wearing a Jedi outfit that I'd borrowed from a friend and some boots, and then I wanted to be a Jedi Padawan, so I actually braided black and brown yarn together because my hair is so dark that they actually kind of blended it really well with my actual hair color, and used a bobby pin to kind of pin it into the back of my hair and then had it hang down and had the braid on it. Looked like, you know, thread had held the yarn together. Kind of like Obi-Wan's Padawan braid in Phantom Menace. And I distinctly remember having a mother come out and be like, can my kids get their picture with you? And, you know, I wasn't the only one dressed up. There were about 4 or 5 of us. We had somebody dressed up as Leia, somebody dressed up as a Dark Jedi, somebody dressed up as Han. So, I mean, it was a good group, even though we went to go see the Revenge of the Sith, where Han Solo didn't exist, Princess Leia was a baby, and Obi-Wan Kenobi had a beard, but whatever. None of us were actually dressed as characters in the movie, but we were all dressed as Star Wars characters, obviously. And I distinctly remember going, someday in the future, this is my head, one of these kids is going to look at this picture and go, that's me! Who are these other people, and why are they dressed like that? You know, because I don't think the kids got it. The mother did. The mother was like, yeah, this is great. It's so cool. But I don't think the kids got it. So, anyway, that was an interesting experience for me. It's the only one I can recall, but that's cool.
Well, just going back on the kid thing, you know, he also, if it were the cool thing, then, you know, his life might have a little significance of modeling over what you did.
Yeah, maybe.
Even if he has no idea who you are, it does have an influence.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I hope the kid becomes a huge Star Wars fan and goes, man, I want to have a costume like that. Great. borrow it from your friend like I did, because I didn't buy all that.
Except for the yarn. I bought the yarn.
Yeah, the yarn was mine. That was my idea. That was the only part of that costume that was actually mine. No, the lightsaber was mine, because the lightsaber was actually a flashlight. Made by Energizer, if I'm not mistaken. It was a solid silver cylinder with some, it was ribbed along the handle, yeah. And it had a yellow power button, and I was like, this looks like a lot like a lightsaber, so I mean, it would work perfect. So I carried that around as my lightsaber. So those two pieces were mine. The accessories were mine. The actual Jedi outfit, I know the friend of mine that had it had a larger Star Wars collection than I did, and I borrowed it because he was not going to the movie with me and had to return it. It was a sad day. But he took me to my first Star Wars convention, so I can't be too jealous.
No. Yeah.
All right, anyway, back to your wardrobe.
Yeah, so I don't have as much as I wish I did. Just happens that Star Wars stuff isn't as inexpensive as it used to be, so I do have, though, one of my kids last year got me it's a gray shirt, and in the middle it has the Death Star, but it has a stem like an apple, and it says, "I am Darth Grader." So, as a teacher, you know, it's like, I'm in control of your grades.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So, for future reference, I'm trying to remember I think it's Belk's. It could be JCPenney, but I'm pretty sure it's Belk's. Oftentimes, they'll have screen tees that aren't too bad. And, like, right after Christmas or something is a good time to go get them, and they have a larger variety. That's 75% of my Star Wars t-shirt collection. I have multiple Star Wars t-shirts. And when I say multiple, I mean I have enough to wear for almost a week and a half without wearing the same shirt twice. it's exciting. I have a yellow shirt that says Camp Endor. And it has a picture of the picture of the Ewoks celebrating, and it's like bright yellow with maroon all over it. It looks like an old classic, you know, camp shirt.
Yeah.
And at the top, you see the Millennium Falcon taking off in one direction. You see the Death Star in the other corner. It's a really cool shirt. I have a Yoda t-shirt that is a green, it has a picture of Yoda from Episode 5 on it. That's it. It's just a green shirt with Yoda on it. I have a navy blue Star Wars t-shirt that has BB-8 on it and a couple of other Force Awakens characters. I have a classic Star Wars t-shirt that takes like the classic movie poster but puts it into broken up diamonds, almost like a stained glass window, which is really kind of cool. One of my favorites is actually I got it at the Disney store a few years ago. It's a Star Wars t-shirt that has four different panels on it, and each of them are four different sketches or paintings by Ralph McQuarrie. So some of the concept art for Star Wars, which is really cool. Let's see. You have to remember, I have a lot of Star Wars clothing. It's kind of embarrassing, actually. Within the holiday spectrum, I know I'm missing some t-shirts, but we'll move on. I'm wearing currently one that my wife purposefully steals from me quite frequently, and that is because her kids know who Darth Vader is. She teaches preschool. So when she wears it, they're like, "Oh, that's Darth Vader!" Yeah, it is. And it's a Star Wars holiday shirt. It has Darth Vader's face on it with a hand kind of pointing out, almost like the, you know, "I want you for the Empire" poster kind of thing. But it's, you know, "I find your lack of faith," it's the quote, "I find your lack of faith disturbing," which ties back to our, I think I might have worn the shirt the other day, actually. Now that I think about it, it's Christmas time. I wear the same Christmas shirts over and over again. But anyway, so "I find your lack of cheer disturbing," it says. And then I have, I think, the same Yoda shirt you have. It's a green shirt with Yoda with a Santa hat on, and it says, "An elf I am not." And then let me think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was something else I was going to say. Oh, I have Star Wars sleep pants.
Oh, I do too. I forgot about this. I think I have the same one as yours. Yeah. The podcast that we did, I think, on the second day.
Yeah, somewhere back there.
A minute ago. Yeah, no, yeah, I saw them in the background. I didn't tell you this, but I was actually wearing them that day. So
I usually try to wear some Star Wars paraphernalia when I record. I'm actually wearing Star Wars socks right now.
Well, I am drinking cream soda from a Star Wars koozie, so I'm going to count that as...
Your bottle has clothing.
My bottle's clothing.
Yeah, there you go. I have a couple pairs of Star Wars socks. As I mentioned in a previous episode, I have four Star Wars ties. I have a Star Wars tie that has a scene from Phantom Menace where Anakin Skywalker is flying the Naboo Starfighter towards the droid control ship. I have a dogfight Star Wars tie with X-Wings and TIE Fighters on it. I have a Star Wars bow tie that's a navy blue bow tie with the red Rebel logo, very small, almost like polka dots, but if you get really close, you can tell that it's the Rebel logo and not a polka dot. And then I have the Star Wars Christmas tie with Darth Vader and candy canes. So those are my four Star Wars ties, which makes sense since this is the, you know, Star Wars ties podcast. Might have been part of the reason I titled it that.
We need to get you more ties, then.
Let's see. Beyond that, I'm trying to think of any other Star Wars clothing. I do have a Star Wars ball cap. It's a flat bill ball cap. I got it from the Atlanta Braves game this past May. Okay. I do have two Star Wars t-shirts. I forgot to mention these, but my wife Hafton bought them for me, that are Western Carolina University Star Wars t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah, Western had it.
Okay.
So most of the universities have a limited time where they will get permission to put their logo in with a Star Wars character or whatever. So I have one that has Darth Vader on it and I think some Stormtroopers that says Western Carolina Empire instead of Western Carolina University. And then I have another one that has BB-8 on it and it says This Is How We Roll, which is pretty cool. So those are probably two of my favorite Star Wars t-shirts. I don't wear them very often because I don't want them to fade and get ruined, but they're both really cool.
Yeah.
Beyond that, though, let's talk about some of the stuff that we might not necessarily have, but we'd like to have. What is an article of Star Wars clothing that you would like to own?
I have always wanted to see myself in Princess Leia's bikini. I think your fits chafe at all. So.
That's disturbing. It's so many different levels. I mean, listeners, remember, this guy's name is Caleb Wookie.
Yeah, no, I definitely recant that. That's a no-go for me. If we're talking about a tie, I never understood the whole. Like, I get, you know, we see her in a bikini after her being a white robe in A New Hope, but man, that just, it doesn't look comfortable at all. I'm sorry, it's just
no.
it doesn't look comfortable.
It does not.
If we're talking about just, you know, what first world kind of society that we're in, clothing was, I would like some Millennium Falcon cufflinks and belt buckles.
Now that's cool.
I think I would want, like, I have some Captain America cufflinks, but and Captain America belt buckle, but yeah, I want some Star Wars stuff that like accents the clothes that I could normal wear. So it's just it's like a subtle hint to my Star Wars fanatic
dorkdom
personality. Yes, dorkdom.
I have made something up here. Let's see if I can find some. I'm going to shop while we're talking. That's cool. If I had, you know, if I could have anything Star Wars ever at all, I think I would like, if it's possible, and I'm sure it is, a Star Wars smartwatch. Like, I want all of the same features that I have on my current smartwatch, but I would want it to somehow say Star Wars on it in a subtle or perhaps more likely not so subtle way. And I know that seems kind of strange, but you know, I've seen Star Wars face watches and those make perfect sense. But I would be very interested in seeing, and again, I don't know how they would do it because smartwatches have a specific shape and it's mostly a screen, so having it Star Wars Z without doing like an Apple Watch and just putting a Star Wars background on it, which is I guess one way you could do it. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Well, you could looking online right here, I mean, you could change the bands out and have different band looks there. There is one from VTech that actually says Star Wars on the front, but it's square.
That is something that I would like to have. It's one of those things where I'd like to have. I've got lots of Star Wars t-shirts. I wouldn't mind like a Star Wars sweatshirt, something for warmer weather, just saying. You know, it's not always warm in the mountains of North Carolina. There is a Star Wars Darth Vader lightsaber tie clip. I would wear that.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally wear that.
I need some more tie clips.
I only have one.
I will say, I wouldn't mind also having Han Solo's pants with the yellow stripe down the side.
Yeah.
I would love to actually get a hold of a pair of those. I think everybody would look at me like I'm weird because it's definitely not the style these days, but I would get a kick out of it for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Of course.
Oh, and I've always wanted the ammo pack from Chewbacca. I've always wanted one going over
like
my shoulder.
Bandolier.
The bandolier.
You'd look good in a bandolier.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd look kind of like Rambo.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it'd be all right. Yeah. There's.
Well, I'll take
there
Rambo.
Are worse things to look like than Rambo, I suppose.
Man, if I get Rambo mode, oh, man.
There's probably some listeners out there like, who the crap is Rambo?
Listen, if you guys don't know who Rambo is, go watch Rambo 1.
Yeah, just the
2,
first.
3, 4, 5, or 6. You know, so just do it. Just do it. Third one's pretty good.
Yeah, third one's pretty good.
But...
So, like I said, I've got some Star Wars socks. I thoroughly enjoy those. I think that the beyond the sleep pants, you're right. I would like an Imperial uniform.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it would be really cool with the bars across the chest and everything like that. More specifically, I know it's white, and me wearing white clothes is a terrible idea because I always spill. But I would like Orson Krennic's, like the director, with the white with the cape. That's classic.
No, I couldn't do that. I would much rather have a stormtrooper.
Now,
the full out costume on that.
All right, now if we're talking costumes like cosplay or just costumes in general, now you're starting to step.
Oh, that, not cosplay. I'm just saying I would just like to walk around in that.
That feels. Once again, we go back to that whole chafing and uncomfortable.
But you have like that black onesie underneath, you know. It's, You know they can go to the bathroom in those pants. They don't have to take bathroom breaks.
Is it like that episode of Big Bang Theory where you carry around a bladder and you just as you relieve yourself, it goes in, you know, a small.
If we're talking about space people, I mean, you got to think, you know, what do our astronauts do in space?
No, that's true.
I mean, do all stormtroopers have a catheter in? It's a logical question, I suppose. But one we probably
there are
right
some
now.
Things you don't want the answer to. Definitely not.
Okay, no, but if we are talking about cosplay here though, okay, what's your number one cosplay costume for? Where would you go?
What would I want to be?
Yeah.
See, I've got the beard already. I would love to be episode 2 or 3 Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah,
I really liked Ewan McGregor. I think he was a fantastic portrayal of that character.
Beautiful choice. Beautiful choice.
So
in that role.
I would definitely try to mimic his particular. I even liked him in episode 1, and I've got the short hair, but I wouldn't want to get rid of the beard just for the costume. So the fact that he grew his beard out makes it better. I have to color it kind of blondish red, but I could do that. You know, they make makeup for that. So what about you?
See, with cosplay stuff, like I'm 100% go all out, or I want to. The biggest, I think. Biggest cosplay I think I could do, because I am 5'6", so I'm on the shorter realm of...
Me too.
So I think getting stilts and getting a full-on Chewbacca costume and actually being 6'5", 7 foot and being skillful with stilts and actually being able to walk would be the ultimate cosplay uniform for myself.
Wow.
But I also think that I do enjoy my beard... But I'd shave it. I think I could pull Luke off.
Okay.
Or do the Emperor and do all the makeup.
Now, see, I would like to do the Emperor. The Emperor would be fun. I mean, the thing for me is, if I'm going to do a costume, I want to be able to not have to go out and, like, completely reinvent the wheel. You know, if I've got a lot of the stuff already, that makes it a whole lot easier.
Right. I will say, I would love to have the tunic of Obi-Wan in episode 2. The, like, brownish gray one.
Right.
I like that.
I like the Jedi robe. I wouldn't mind. I would like that for a bathrobe. I'm going to go to the bath.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm going to
yeah.
I just got out of the shower. I don't want to put on all my clothes. I'm just going to grab the Jedi robe. I've got the hood coming over, you know, look like a monk walking out of the bathroom, you know. As long as I'm not hitting myself in the head with a book or something like that. I'm not pulling off a Monty Python monk.
I'd pull it down and, like, have the arm out, and like in episode 4 when Obi-Wan comes out and scares
acting like
Stampede.
The Kyrate dragon.
I go to my kids and go, you know. So
no, I would want to come out with my hands, like, across in front of me. So kind of like in episode 1 where they walk into the conference room because they're waiting on the Nemodians to come in, and he's like, he then pull my arms out, throw my hood back, just have that dramatic entrance where I walk in completely shadowed and hooded, and then just whoosh, hey, hello there, you know.
Hey. It's all right.
Yeah.
Come on.
So yeah, that's definitely that's a want. That's something I'd like to have, is a Jedi robe, and I'm treat it like a bathrobe, but even if I didn't, just to have one, a Jedi robe, that would be... That's always been actually something I wanted for years.
Yeah.
I even actually shopped for one for a long time. They're expensive little buggers.
They are. They are indeed.
So, what do you think is the strangest apparel-based Star Wars item that you've ever heard of?
So we're talking non-cosplay, right?
We're talking about clothing. What people wear in general.
I think the one thing that is, there's some hoodies out there that tries to mimic, like on one side they have Chewbacca and then the other side, you know, you have Han Solo's jacket, but it's just hoodies or jackets that have been cheaply made that just kind of makes a mockery of what that character is, or tries to make it look like that character, but then it's like, no, you can't, that's not good.
I'd say one for me is, and it's female attire, but I see it all the time because I, you know, I read about them in magazines, and of course they pop up when you're strolling through social media or shopping online. And that is like the droid dresses where it looks like it's supposed to be the droid.
That's
a little awkward for me because then, you know, as a guy, I'm sitting there going, well, I want to look at your dress because it's a Star Wars reference, but it's awkward because it's not necessarily appropriate to just be kind of like staring at you from afar.
Yeah.
So that definitely kind of poses a concern for me. There are some, and I believe it's the girl that voiced Ahsoka, Ashley Eckstein, does, I think it's her universe is the actual company, but she does her own like fashion setup, and a lot of it is geek for girls. And what I like about some of what she does is that it's more fashionable, so it's got more subtle references to Star Wars. It's not just like, here is a, you know, solid, just smack you in the face, Star Wars. So I like that a little bit better, in my opinion. But then again, you know, we're talking about awkward. So I'm just like, there are ways you can make that a little bit too awkward. So again, back to the whole metal bikini idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, yeah, no, we don't need to see references to that. That just makes it difficult to not kind of wonder. Those are one. All right, what do you think is the coolest Star Wars clothing or accessory or whatever that you've ever seen?
Man, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I know.
I do enjoy T-shirts that have puns on them.
Yes.
Like the Elfie, I'm not. I do enjoy that, but you know, going back to what I've always wanted, you know. I do think just the classy, subtle hints of like a cufflink or just something that's. I like the tangible metal. It looks like a toy. It's not a toy, but it's functional, like a toy would be for a kid, but should be for an adult. You know, so like, you know, I'm all about those things. Because I mean, I wouldn't mind, like you said, having one of those commander jackets, but having the patch.
Yeah.
You know, like I think having your own Star Wars patch sewn onto a jacket that looks like a bomber jacket or something like that you've made, it's probably, I saw somebody with that one point in time, and it was just, he was a rebel. It had the rebel patches, but you could tell it was a custom job of the jacket, and it had just had the patches. So I think that would be cool to do, is to have your own jacket that you can sew everything on, and then have your Rebel Alliance.
I think I'm going to send you a link to this. I think this is probably the coolest thing I have personally ever seen, and I would love to have this. It's like, it's a ridiculous price, but I mean, that's just kind of how it works. It is a Columbia parka.
Oh no, I've seen these. Yes. No, I agree with you there. I would love to have one of these.
That would be awesome. I mean, it is a Columbia parka that has all of the crew stuff from Star Wars Empire Strikes Back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think retail was like $500 for these things. So, obviously, that would be really cool, but not going to happen any other day. And I think that's the only Star Wars thing that Columbia does. Like, I wish you could sit there and go, well, what else do they have? But that's, I think, it. Like, it would be cool if they just did, like, the Hoth jacket for Han Solo. Here, you can have that.
Yeah, that I wouldn't mind having Han's jacket from Hoth.
Yeah, or even the Force Awakens one. but I think the one in Hoth was a lot more fashionable, even though it was from 1983.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, it's a style these days.
It is.
It's
I mean, we're kind of going back retro. I wear polos a lot. I have a lot of Star Wars t-shirts, but I don't really wear a lot of Star Wars t-shirts or t-shirts in general. But I would like to see, you know, like a patch from a movie or something like that embroidered mm-hmm. on the top left chest on a polo so I could wear it on, like, casual Friday to work. Wear my Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
That would totally work for me. That'd be something I'd like to have. Feel like I could pull that off.
Side note, there's something that I saw this on Pinterest person because I like getting ideas for construction projects. But at the end, I did it. I actually took an old record and I took router or my drill and I made a symbol out of the record.
Wow, that's cool.
So yeah, so I've got to get it put upstairs, but it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So
I have a question. What are your opinions on Star Wars ugly Christmas sweaters? Since this is a 12 Ties of Christmas episode.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it.
Really? Even though you do the whole ugly Christmas sweater countdown thing?
Yeah. So those of you who don't know, I teach sixth grade, and so each day of in the month of December, what I do is I wear thrift store ugly Christmas sweaters that I would bring to school and wear. I would wear the Star Wars sweater, but not as an ugly Christmas sweater. I couldn't say that it was. You know, I would totally wear the sweater, but I would not follow in the footsteps of saying that it was an ugly sweater. Because to me, it would be one of the most beautiful things in the world. It would be wonderful.
Oh, okay.
So,
I got you.
I would wear it. It would just not be in the collection of ugly Christmas sweaters that goes downstairs, because I'll probably wear it in December, January, February, until it gets warm. So.
Right. I got you.
So the technicality, the verbiage there. But no, I definitely buy and wear a Christmas sweater with Star Wars. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I like them too. I wouldn't mind having a, quote, ugly Christmas sweater. I think that's a really clever. And they've got some really good ones out there.
See, that's it. You can't have a really good ugly Christmas sweater. You can't just doesn't work that way.
Right.
That's not what an ugly sweater
is. The whole point of an ugly sweater is that it's ugly and unbearable.
Yeah, you find one from the 80s that some mom made that was supposed to be good looking. Like, that's an ugly Christmas sweater. Not one that's at Walmart that's like, oh, look at our ugly Christmas. No, it's just a Christmas sweater. And in 20 years from now, yes, you're right. That will be an ugly Christmas sweater. But right now, it's just a Christmas sweater. And stop just trying.
Right.
So there's my stance on ugly Christmas sweaters. You know, you have your ties. I have my sweaters. And that's just,
I understand. Oh, I know. And people make fun of ties for the same reason. Okay, so my next question is going to be, what about Star Wars exercise wear?
Exercise wear. I don't see a problem with it, especially if it has some kind of quote of just like, use the force.
See,
you know, because
there's a shirt that Under Armour, I think they've since no longer make it, or released it. You might be able to find one. It was a compression shirt, one of those high performance compression shirts, and it was Darth Vader's chest.
Yeah.
I want one of those so bad for no reason whatsoever, because I don't do. And I mean, I run, I exercise a little bit, but just to sit there and say that is a really cool shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a gorgeous shirt, and you know, it's exorbitant for. I have an issue with stuff when I'm exercising. I don't want to spend $50 on all I'm going to do in that thing is sweat. Why would I want to spend that much money on it? But on the flip side,
or you can do what I do and buy exercise shirts and just wear them when you're not exercising, like all the time.
I mean, so. well, I could, but usually when I buy exercise clothes, it's because I exercise and try to, you know, actually break
a
sweat.
That's very silly of you.
Oh, well.
Why would you do that?
Why would I be so conscientious of my health? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to another awkward one. Would you wear a pair of Star Wars underwear?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
I would too. I totally would. Would it have to be a certain pattern? That's my next question.
I wouldn't mind Stormtrooper. You know, like the accent to the groin line, just because it would be funny and humorous, and the only one to ever see it was my wife. So it's not like, oh, guys, look at me in my underwear. It's like, hey, what's up, babe? Here's the Stormtrooper.
Yeah, that's good.
So, So that, but no, it would have to be like a cosplay kind of dramatization of that. You know, like it couldn't. I wouldn't wear underwear that just said Star Wars pattern on it, like a polka dot Star Wars pattern. You know, it would have to be.
It'd have to be a.
Prank. Have to be something like I would wear like Chewy. Looks like hair.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so like I would do that. I'd you know, give me some boxers that have Han Solo's holster on the side of it, on the right leg.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
C-3PO themed briefs. Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of.
So it's got to be a little bit more specific.
Talking about underwear, I'm not. I wouldn't wear the bikini one though. That's probably out of my style, right there.
No, I don't think I would be able to find that very popular. Pass. Thanks. So, listeners, if you're still listening, I'm very sorry for how far off the rails we've gotten with this one. But let's face it, there's a lot of the different types of Star Wars clothing out there, from collared shirts to underwear of various kinds, even glow-in-the-dark. So just so you're aware, there is glow-in-the-dark Star Wars underwear. Why you need glow-in-the-dark Star Wars underwear, I really don't know. But we've hit time again, so... I think it would be good for us to perhaps end before we get too far gone. Caleb, this has been great. I've had you on several days for these 12 Tides of Christmas. We might still again in the future, I don't know. But we've certainly had a good time, and I certainly want to thank you for hanging out with me and covering topics of various kinds that I just kind of throw at you. So.
Of course. You know, just like anything else in any kind of universe, you know, you're not going to be knowledgeable of everything, but the tidbits that you might not know, I know, and tidbits I definitely don't know, you do know. So it's good to be able to puzzle piece everything together and just talk about things like this. It's fun for me, and I know it's fun for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for bringing me along on this.
I appreciate it. Good deal. I'm glad to have you on. So, and perhaps in the future, I'll have you on with more than just me. That would be nice, too. Just tends to be schedules don't always work out the way I'd like them to. I'd like to have more than just one co-host when I do these 12 Tides of Christmas, but so far we've made it halfway through and I've only had one person on at a time. So just when your schedule works out, Landon's doesn't, and Rob is constantly busy. The poor kid works himself too much, I think. I love him, but I worry about him. But anyway, so nonetheless, let's see. I think I'm going to pick the blue milk this time around. Well, I think I am, and then I had a brain fart. I forgot what it was going to be. Shoot. Was it? It was going to be... Oh, I know what it was. Okay. Sorry. I'm not a huge country music fan, but there is one country music Christmas song that I'm a huge fan of, and that's the Christmas Cookies by George Strait. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
And I tell my wife, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. She's like, why? I said, because of the one inappropriate line in the song where George Strait talks about hugging and kissing every time we got 20 minutes of bacon going on. You know, that's my favorite part of the Christmas cookies is when you put them in the oven and I have 20 minutes of hugging and kissing. And the last time I told her this in the car, it was earlier this week, maybe last week. Obviously, it's been on the radio a lot lately, thanks to Christmas. And she was like, yeah, that was pre-kids. I was like, well, yeah, that's true. It's a little different now that you've got the possibility of small children running into the kitchen. She just kicked me in the face, or, you know, whatever.
Where you go, hush, now, I'm hugging and kissing her.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how that'd work. But anyway, so that small derailing is so... Today, we're going to... We're dealing with leftovers after Christmas, but we're going to have a Christmas cookie-flavored blue milk. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, as we talked about the Star Wars clothing that we have, want to have, and, of course... the obscure, awkward, and slightly, perhaps, too much information collection of Star Wars clothing. So thank you for listening. We hope you will enjoy your wonderfully sweet glass of Christmas cookie-flavored blue milk. May the Force be with you. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Cool deal.
No.
It's Caleb Wookiee, right? Okay. Let me try to pronounce it. Okay.
Now I forget it.
Forget I will not. Memory of elephant I have.
Not that he would know what an elephant was, but, you know, whatever.
I am.
You never know.
Seeing elephant I have.
Just make sure you pick the hair out before you.
I mean, it's got to be Wookiee hair from Call of Wookiee over there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just keep pulling it out. Pull it out. That's what a hobby's supposed to be for.
And like I said, I certainly appreciate you doing it with me. I know I've kind of... I know I grab you on short notice, but...
but I'm learning I'm more of a little kind of like deep
Yeah,
deep
but that's good to have on.
Too.
That's good.
Hey, oh,